ze beis chayehim. For that lem, we should teach them, goes on beis chayehim. What exactly does beis chayehim mean?
That's machlokes. Here Rashi says it means Talmud Torah. And the side it says that in Elam Tzias, Rashi says, Vaseh means Dumo Vem Umnes, Lespanas Voy. It means to learn the Umnen. Bakopon and beis chayehim, here Rashi says it means Talmud Torah. Then the Apostle says, Et HaDerech, Zul Gemilas Chasodim. You're supposed to do Gemilas Chasodim, you have to be kind to one another. Yelchu, the Pasuk says, Yelchu Zu Bika Cholim. Means a Mavaka Cholim. Somebody's sick, and they need to go be Mavaka, go see how he's feeling, helping along. That's also the Indian of Gemilas Chasodim. But another type of Gemilas Chasodim, a special thing of Bika Cholim. It's a tremendous thing. You take away from his Cholim, you daven for him, you help him, it's Bika Cholim. Then we dash in Bo, Zu Kfura, to bury somebody. So Rashi says, Pachina and Dielu Messias, and Gemara and Dielu Messias, they ask the question, Hainu Gemilas Chasodim. The Chura burying somebody is also called Gemilas Chasodim, doing him a chesed. The guy's dead, and that's the best chesed. That's why it's called chesed shalemis. Like, the guy can't do anything back for you. Even though the Maisi could do something back for you. The Maisi goes upstairs to Hashem, and all Chreis will be pale for you. Instead of the guy was so nice to me, so Avala gets chus moso. But in this world alone, it doesn't look as if the Mais is doing anything back for you. That's called chesed shalemis. So the Chur is also called chesed. So Rashi says, the question there, Hainu Gemilas Chasodim, Umukilo Abdika Cholim Ben Giloi, Vonait Lecha Meshish V'Cholah, V'Kfura, Bezokin Venil Fikfoida, Filo Hachi Chayif. The different types of kids, so Gemilas Chasodim, and Abdika Cholim and Kfura. Whether he's Ben Giloi, he will take away from Yechayla, he won't take away from Yechayla, but you have all these mitzvahs. Then we dash in, Hamaise, Zehadin, you have to do according to the din, you have to know exactly what the Psak din is. You can think Hank is Morgan, he's right, he's wrong. You have to go to a din Torah to know exactly what the din Torah is, who's right and who's wrong. Then we darshan Asher Yasun Zu Lefnim Mishuras Adin. And even before the real din. In other words, there's such a halacha of din. Choshen Nishpat says, Yachayiv Yapotah. A lot of times by Gromo we say Yapotah B'din Yodam. But if you want to be Noig Lefnim Mishuras Adin more than you're supposed to, there's such a midah like that. And it's a good anhoga. It's anhoga toiva to be knowing lifnim mishuras adin more than you're supposed to. Such a thing we can't ask you to do it. We can't force you to do it. But if the person himself is holding such a madrigal, it's a very good madrigal.
That's the pshat in Reb Chiya. Reb Chiya paid him the money even though he wasn't mechuyev to. He did it lifnim mishuras adin.
Now there could be some also matona bialmo. You're not mechuyev to give somebody a matona. But if there is a lifnim mishuras adin, there is a tzad that you have to. Just that mitzaradin yapata, then there's such a thing, go lefnim mishurasadin, and pay, and do it. Really, there's a gemara like that, and one of the gemara says, in Yuma, I think that the gemara says, lechorah beis amigdash, elu mishurim shtahemida din al din tarot, that they weren't neig lefnim mishurasadin. It's no good to always do that to the way the din. Sometimes you have to do lefnim mishurasadin. Fight. Resh Lakish achvalei dinro lereb Elazar. Resh Lakish showed the coin to Reb Elazar. Again, Rabbi Elazar Mestam was a Shochani, was this coin changer, that they were able to tell, you know, whether it's a good coin, a fortified coin, was a good coin you could use or not. Oma, so Rabbi Elazar said, Malyu, you should know, yes, this is a very good coin, you could use it. Oma, late, so Resh Lakish said to Rabbi Elazar, Chazi, see, the Aloch Kosam Chino. You should know, I'm relying upon you. So, and I want you, in other words, do me a good job, you should know, I'm relying upon you. Oma, late, so Rabbi Elazar said back to Resh Lakish, like, what do you mean to tell me that you're relying on me? I understand that. You came to ask me my advice. You showed me this coin. You want to know, could this coin be used or not? So, you're relying on me. I understand that. What do you mean to tell me that, be careful, I'm relying on you? So, do you mean to tell me, do you mean to tell me that, let's say you find out this coin is not like I told you. Let's say you find out this coin was a bad coin. And you can't use it, so you got chipped. Like, you're asking the guy, should I buy this coin now? And you say, yes, it's good currency. And then it comes out that it's no good. So you are guarding him to have a loss. Because you told him to take it, and really it's no good. So Resh Lakish meant to tell Reb Elazar, you should know that if I find out later that this coin is not going to be good, it's going to be, idei mishkachas, bisham, dina lechlufu lecho, that I want you to exchange me and give me a better coin. That's what Resh Lakish means to tell Reb Elazar. In other words, Resh Lakish is telling Reb Elazar, I'm going to have it against you that you're going to have to pay me a good coin if this one is not good. We'll soon say.
For the
Gemara, I, for Atu the Amrit, you, Resh Lakish, you yourself say, Rabbi Meir who did doyin din of the Garmi. You yourself said that Rabbi Meir is the one that holds doyin din of the Garmi. That's this type of a chiyuv. It's called din of the Garmi. In other words, really, I'm not causing you a direct damage. I didn't do any damage to you. I gave you advice. And my advice, I thought it was a good coin. If it comes out I gave you the bad coin, I didn't do any real damage to you. That's a type of a gromma. But it's a stronger gromma. It's called din of the Garmi. It's a stronger gromma. It's a direct damage that comes out right now. The one says, a big machlokes is exactly what's the difference between Garmi and din of the Garmi. I think a bottom line, one Rishon learned is a svar on the Rabbanim. The Rabbanim were more machmer in such cases of din of the Garmi. But this, according to Rabbi Meir, true, he holds doyin din of the Garmi. That such a case where the damage comes out right now because of what you're doing, so then you chayiv to pay. But since you said such a lashon that Rabbi Meir holds this way, my love, don't you mean to say Rabbi Meir v'lo Yisrael on Kavosei? It's Rabbi Meir is the one that says this, but we don't hold like Rabbi Meir. If so, we don't hold like Rabbi Meir. What are you telling me? I should be careful. I'll have to pay you. I have to give you the wrong advice. It's not true. If we don't paskin like Rabbi Meir, so then I'm potter. It's like only a grum. I won't have to pay you, even if I gave you the bad advice. So Amalei, he said back, no, the pshat Amalei loy. Rabbi Meir usvirulan kavosei. That's what I mean to say. That's what Sokas means to say. It's Rabbi Meir is the one that holds this sheet of doyin din of the Garmi, and you should know also we talk a paskin like him. Usvirulan kavosei. We talk a paskin like Rabbi Meir. We talk all from the svar of doyin din of the Garmi. Now the Gemara says, hi Rabbi Meir. Where is this case of Rabbi Meir? Where is this Rabbi Meir that holds this new svar of doyin din of the Garmi? Elaim, if you want to tell me Rabbi Meir, this Rabbi Meir, that's not like we learned. Dan es hadin. Somebody went to a desdin. He went to a din Torah, and the dayin paskin dan es hadin. The dayin paskin one way that zichu es hachayiv. By mistake, he was said the one that's chayiv. He made him potter, and chayiv es hazakai. The one that was potter, he made him chayiv. Or else timei es hatoyah. By mistake, the dayin made a mistake, and what was supposed to be tomei, he made it tor. Or else tir es hatomei. What was supposed to be tomei, by mistake, he made it tor. So lochar is in all these cases when the dayan made a wrong psak and he caused the person to have a damage. What do we say about these cases? We say masha osa osui. What was done, v'yishalim mibesoi. But the dayan has to pay. In other words, what he did, he did. What can he do? He made the wrong psak and the person listened to him already. He was metayin the things. But our component of the dayan has to pay. Now here, why should the dayan have to pay money? He didn't do any damage directly. I just said that you're potter. Really, you were supposed to pay him money. Because to me, I said he's potter, so you're losing out the money. But I didn't take any money away from you. I didn't do any damage directly to you. It's a type of a grumma. I'm only causing you to have a damage. And here we see Rabbi Meir holds Yechayiv. So this is the proof that Rabbi Meir is the one that says this din of doyin din of the Garmi. Since it's a direct damage that comes out right away, that's called din of the Garmi. So Mora says, no, from here, from this Mishnah, is no proof. I tell you, itmalo, we learned about this Mishnah, that Omer Rebbe Loi, Omer Rav, for who shenotal v'nosan diyad. You know what we're talking about over here? Where the dying himself took the money away from one person and gave it to another person. In other words, that the dying did an action with his hands, so that's called the mazik v'yadayim. It's not called din of the Garmi. So Rashi goes through in all these cases, by the Tomei, the Dayan himself took something that was Tomei and touched it. In other words, this case that Dayan has to pay is not a case of Grumma, where he just caused you to have a loss, but somewhere he actually did an action by making a hezek to you. That's why you have to pay. But maybe Dina de Garmi, maybe you still part of me, there's no proof. So Mora says, El I tell you, Rabbi Meir, this Rabbi Meir. El Ho Rabbi Meir. The Tanan, we learn like this. If you give your wool to a dyer and you tell him make it red, v'tzava shochar, by mistake you made it black, or the opposite way, shochar v'tzava adam. So Rabbi Meir says noisem loy demay tzimroy, that the dyer has to pay back to you the money of the wool. That's what he has to pay to you. So why? Like again, he didn't mean to do anything wrong. It was like an accident. It was by shaving that happened. So maybe chutzoni called the garmi that he caused you a damage. So Gemara says, no, hosom covered biyadayim. That's called he did it biyadayim. The havamin is a little shver, what the havamin is here. We have peshitta, that's called he did biyadayim. Well, see, Toys asked the question. Look at Toys, the next about Toys. Like, what's the Gemara want to bring a raya? If I give my wool to the dyer to make it red and he makes it black, so that's called he did damage to me because he ruined my wool, so he has to pay it back to me. So Gemara thought that's only called garmi. So Gemara says, no, there the dyer did an action.
So the question is, what's the habamina? Pshita. Like, you ruined my wool. I gave you wool to make it red, and instead you made it black. I don't need black wool. So you ruined it. So tell you the kasha. Tema. Or the karolo ma karolo. Famous Lushan. Like, what was the question? What was the habamina? So tell you, it says, v'yeshloi marishum de'ein ha'tsemem ishtanem iyad kishneishim esalamonim di'ein kerlet ha'tsemem iyad ad'ez yom magimu. Interesting. It doesn't change colors so fast, Pesach says. It can take 2 or 3 days till it changes colors. Hugroma v'yalmuhu. Therefore, the habamina, it's like a groma since it doesn't happen right now. And still, the Gemara still answers, the Gemara still says no, but the Maaseh, since you're doing it for your dayim, it's not called a groma, so you don't have a proof to the halacha of doyim dina d'gami. And the Gemara says, right, so where is the case? The Gemara says, Elo horav Rabbi Meir. Maybe it's this Rabbi Meir. It's not, we learned like this. Ha-mesacheh gafnoi al-gabi tfuasa shechabayroi. You have your geffen, you have your vines, your grapes growing. And you make it grow al-gabi tfuasa shechabayroi, on top of the tfu of your friend. In other words, your friend has his wheat growing there, has barley, and now you're taking your grapes and you're making your grapes grow near his barley or wheat, so you're making klai akerim, you're making it also. So lochur is haray the kiddush. You're making it all also v'hanor, because it has a loch now of klai akerim, v'chayiv, and you have to pay your friend for the damage you did to him. Like this, he had wheat or barley that he could use, and now that you planted your grapes next to him, you're making a klai akerim, so says yechayiv. Sumara says no. Hosanami covered via dayim. It's also called you doing it via dayim. So the way Taisib learns is very good. And how the meaner is when you first put your grapes near his tfua, it doesn't become also right away. It takes time till it starts growing. So you did an action now, and it takes time till the ista klai kerem takes. So maybe that's only called like a groma. It's not really called you're doing a meister right now. Kamashma, no, still the Gemara says, but I call upon him that's better than the regular case of Doran Dina Gami. Since you are the one that put the grapes near your friend's tfua, even though it takes time for it to grow till the yisra comes about, but still it's coming about more because of your action, that's called more of a meister b'dayim, therefore more that yichayiv. Gemara says, Elohor is so where is this Rabbi Meir? Elohor Rabbi Meir. This Rabbi Meir, the Tanya. Mechitzos ha-kerem shenifritzo. You have a mechitza. You have a wall between your kerem and your tfuah. So Elohor is, there is a klai kerem, you're not allowed to plant, you know, grapes next to wheat. Let's say you have a wall in between, then you're allowed to plant right next to one or the other. As long as there is a wall in between, there's no klai, it's not called klai kerem. Let's say now this mechitza ha-kerem, let's say the mechitza broke. Fell down. Like Rashi says, Kaim alone, how you get the time if there's a wall in between, Zesaymer Zroyim Legedem Ikan, Zesaymer Gafna Legedem Ikan, Ployachar. Halacha is, if there's a wall in between there, there's no Issa Klai Kerem, you're allowed to plant on both sides of the wall, one next to another. But now all of a sudden, what's going to be? Now the wall falls down. So Mechitza Sakerem Shenifritzor. So Gemara says,